Well, hello there, ladies and gents. Great to see you again, and welcome back to Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know. Ryan Ruff here, your moderator, but as always, I'll be joined by one of the members of the Beutel Wealth Management Group to dive into another pressing topic here in the world of wealth management. Today, we've got Brian Beutel stopping by to spend some time with me on the show, and we've got a really interesting topic. We're sitting down to record today's episode just on the heels of a presidential election, and while, yes, this election has had so much to be discussed surrounding it, we go through elections every 4 years, and they always present a number of different questions, comments, concerns, especially related to our future wealth management, our financial portfolios, our financial worlds, really. So with that being said, we want to dive into a really pressing topic today that so many folks are asking Brian and Cameron over at the Beutel Wealth Management Group. So let's get into that. Brian, good to see you this morning. How you doing, sir?
Ryan, good to see you again. I think I speak for you and everybody else. I think everybody now a little better. There's less stress, people are gearing up for the holidays, which is always good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, like we typically do on this show, we always address a given challenge, right, that so many folks are facing out there. And these are conversations you have regularly with your clients. But why don't you tee up our challenge today? What is it that we're diving into with respect to the election?
Well, where you get into a time period where, it's a period of uncertainty. And, that combined with the heavy amount of emotions that, are part of the whole election process, it seems each year those emotions seem to get greater and greater. And, but what's critically important is to really take a look at, the logic part of it, as difficult as it might be. And to look at, okay, what things will change? Are there things that will change? Clearly there will be. But most importantly, as investors, what should investors concentrate on? And what should the things that, are important to really for them to focus on once you could buy the raw emotion side?
Sure, sure. That logical thinking ever paramount, in a moment like this. Brian, talk me through kind of the why. Why would you say, there is such a level of uncertainty whenever change surrounding a presidential election kind of creeps into play?
Well, you look at clearly, the policy differences and things that I didn't sure. The good news on this election front is one of the biggest components of that's been on the horizon is what happens with taxes. And so we're operating under an existing tax policy that was scheduled to expire and is still presently at the end of 2025. It appears based on this election that will be extended. Do we still want to get the formal vote on that? But since there's the change kind of back to where we were, there's a higher likelihood that we will have continuity of taxes for a longer period of time. That's important for investors. It's important for businesses because on the forward horizon, that's all part of the planning component.
Sure. And we talk about that forward horizon a lot on this show. At the end of the day, everybody wants to have a plan and they want to know their plan's working as they move towards that goal that they have in mind for the future. But what's the ripple effect here, Brian, of when somebody is really caught up in, let's say, the uncertainty, the emotion surrounding a presidential election every 4 years? And what can that ripple effect of just getting caught up and swept up in all the energy around it? What can that do to somebody's life, ultimately, with respect to their financial world, of course?
One of the biggest is paralysis of inaction. And that paralysis to, not act in something that would be in their best interest because of, fears of something on the horizon can be extremely detrimental because whether we want to understand it or not, emotions are such a big component that drives our decisions. Sometimes those are logical decisions. Sometimes they're not so logical. And, if they're not logical decisions, they can have profound impact in our portfolios.
Well, Brian, I mean, we don't mean to sound all doom and gloom here today. Let's talk
No,
about
no.
the flip side of the coin, if you will. For somebody that's navigating all that uncertainty surrounding a presidential election, like so many of us do, what is so, you know, how could life be so much better if we just didn't let that uncertainty cloud our judgment, you know, tamper with our emotions? What does life look like in those moments?
Life looks like the following. If you can start to look at it logically and you avoid three big mistakes. And the first is to immediately, because, for example, maybe your preferred candidate lost. So the logic would be, I'm going to sell everything. I'm going to liquidate all my holdings and sit out this market. And, you know, because it's an emotional decision based on the vested interest you had in a candidate. Statistically, the data backs this up. In every election, doesn't matter which political party, it's a huge detriment to do that because, you know, you take a look at statistically, you know, at rolling 20-year time periods, to have a person do that, even if you miss the 10 best days based on S&P performance, the return goes from a 91% return to almost a 1500% return by missing just the 10 best days. And, you know, that's why logic, the fact that, you have to, you know, have the right mindset after a circumstance like this and realize, look, it doesn't mean I don't have to take a look at my portfolio, take a look at how I'm positioned to move forward. That, you know, that's really the key thing because markets are resilient. The person sitting in the Oval Office is just one of many factors, just one of many that, you know, are going to impact market performance. And that's why it's important to stay the course, to make sure that you're investing strategically, you're diversified, and it's designed to weather different market cycles.
I appreciate you kind of giving the peek behind the curtain there, Brian. Let's zoom out for a hot moment because I'm sure there's probably some listeners, some viewers here on today's episode that may have not had a chance to check out our past stuff. Brian, bring me up to speed a little bit about yourself and how your team at the Beutel Wealth Management Group ultimately operates.
It's a great question, Ryan, and that's the biggest, I would say, where there's the most confusion when we sit down to talk with people or people reach out to us and they say, you know, how are you guys different? And, you know, it is an industry that is highly commoditized. I understand that. And at the end, as a private wealth manager, we have access to resources here that, quite candidly, a lot of advisors don't have. But, you know, our whole premise of our practice is, you know, to really get to know the client because only then, you know, can we, you know, come up with different strategies or ideas. One of the things we're fond of saying to people is that, you know, what we're known for is challenging affluent families, successful businesses to think differently about, you know, the course they may be on or the investment strategies they may be on. And, you know, a challenge, I use that as a positive word because our whole goal is to try and, you know, foster conversation to find out, hey, am I doing something that is in the same alignment with my stated goals that I want to achieve.
I love it. Brian, thanks for sharing that with us. And you know, as we like to do typically on the show is provide our audience with some, you know, actionable advice, something that they can really take away from the conversation and begin implementing or pondering, you know, for their own financial world. So for today, in the spirit of today's discussion, we're talking about kind of the ripple effect of a presidential election. Brian, what could somebody be doing right now to, you know, give themselves some gusto, if you will, you know, following a time of so much uncertainty.
First, avoid the three mistakes. Do not liquidate your portfolio because of fear of an election. Second, don't buy into negative political rhetoric. It's very difficult to do, okay? But it's a very effective tool used by politicians to slant voters in one direction. And it's important not to buy into the negativity as it relates to your portfolio. Keep in mind the health and the success of your portfolio depends on your ability to make rational, long-term decisions. And to make sure, if you're getting nervous about that, make sure you're working with the right trusted professional that's going to walk you through that. One of the third is that there's a tendency to be too conservative sometimes and attempt to time the market. These three mistakes, especially kind of where we're at right now after an election, you try and avoid that. You want to establish a diversified portfolio that meets your goals and not neglect diversification. Don't become too overly concentrated in any one category.
All right. And Brian, for anybody out there that would very much enjoy, a moment of kind of having a sounding board and to lean on, the expertise of a team like yours, what would be the best way that somebody could reach out to you guys, open up a conversation, anything like that?
The best is simply to, reach out. Our information is at the end of the podcast. You can reach out via email. We have a lot of data on our website that people, I would hope, take advantage of. If people want to sign up for our monthly brief where we, touch on a few things that we're seeing, you're more than happy. We're more than happy to have you do that. Just reach out to us on our website or via email. We're happy to send that to you to get an idea. As a time period, it's going to get busy for folks going into year end. Another thing I would mention here, Ryan, is really important. Make sure you're looking at, your net portfolio returns after tax. We're, getting to that time period where there's only a little bit of time left.
Copy that. And Brian, before we wrap up today's conversation, it's always nice to draw upon some past experiences. So, do you have any stories for us, maybe from some past clients or experiences you were involved in, where you saw a situation where, maybe an emotionally charged client wanted to carry out a certain decision regarding their portfolio, but needed to be counseled in another direction, given X, Y, or Z factor at play?
Many times, because as I said, emotions are one of the biggest. I mean, you think about it, emotions drive many things that we do. So the fact that, very successful investors, and I wish I could tell you it's a one-time event, but, get emotionally charged to the standpoint to, I should sell all my holdings in one category, or I should sit in cash. It's really a continual process of communication, having the right relationship to avoid that, because what happens is that it's extraordinarily detrimental to your long-term investment success to act, on such a short-term mindset.
I appreciate you sharing that, Brian. One final time, though, for anybody out there that could enjoy, bending your ear, having a conversation with Cameron or the team at Beutel Wealth Management Group. What's that quickest way they can find you?
Reach out to us vis-a-vis our phone at the end of the podcast, our email, or visit our website. They'll find a lot of our other podcasts that we've done, Ryan. They'll find some of the articles we've published. A lot of good information there for folks if they want to visit our website.
Great to hear. Well, Brian, thank you so much. I appreciate you and your time, of course, and I know you got clients to serve, so I'll let you get back doing that. But thanks again. I'll
Appreciate it,
call
Ryan.
soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a final moment, as we typically do, and thank you guys for making us a part of your day. If you enjoyed today's discussion, if you learned a thing or two from Brian, make sure you hit that subscribe button on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on future content where we discuss different wealth management related challenges that so many folks are facing out there. Today, our conversation surrounding the uncertainty, the emotion following any presidential election, and how it can have a ripple effect really on our financial. financial world. A lot of great stuff that we dove in today with Brian. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys back here on the next one. Before Brian, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.